Yes, it's yours truly, Bobby Emmons, here on the Music and Memory Show. And speaking of great memories, we are sharing some right now with my very special phone guest, Gary Wright. Gary, let's move up right now to 1976. You released an incredible album called Dreamweaver, and that song hit big for you, all the way up to number two on the charts. Tell us about Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver was the last song that was on the album, and I had never, ever considered it to be the single. I thought it was just a nice track, and it was released with all those electronic sounds. And I think radio jumped all over it because it had no guitars, and it was a first at that time. You know, an album with no guitars, and that was what dominated the music scene at the time in the 70s. So they jumped all over it, and it was released as it wasn't the first single. Love Is Alive was the first single, and then that didn't happen, and they put out Dreamweaver, and it shot up to the top of the charts. And then Love Is Alive was re-released, and that became another hit as well.
Now, Dreamweaver has not done too badly for you. It's even been featured in a couple of movies, including Disney's Toy Story 3.
Yeah, it was Toy Story 3. It was in Wayne's World. It was on Glee. A bunch of stuff. I was very fortunate, very blessed in my life to have been able to have made two songs that became classics and, you know, are used so much in all over the media. Love Is Alive is used a lot, and Dreamweaver, of course. So I continue to make music. I have a new album out now called Connected, which is getting really good response, you know, in the press. Just released a new single this week. And so I'm excited. I love what I do.
All right, Gary, we've spoken about Dreamweaver. Now let's give it a listen right here on WIBG. Dreamweaver, my very special guest, Gary Wright. And Gary, I did see you guys last Tuesday up at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank. And I have to say, your voice sounds as good as ever.
Thank you. I am lucky. I still do all my songs in the original keys, and I've never had to cancel a show because of my loss of my voice or anything, so I've been fortunate.
Well, you definitely sounded great last week. And don't forget, Hippie Fest, it's coming to Philadelphia on Tuesday at the Keswick Theater, and Gary will be there along with Mark Farner from Grand Funk, Felix Cavalieri from The Rascals, Dave Mason, who was phenomenal as well, and Rick Derringer, who was just tremendous. And Rick played with you on a song that we're going to feature next called Love Is Alive. Tell us about that recording.
Well, I just by accident came across that groove, you know, the riff, and that was the genesis of the song. It was that clavinet little echo part and the riff on the bass and the clavinet, and I had written a chorus on the guitar, and I just pieced the two together, and that's how it all came about. I actually wrote the Dreamweaver album, most of it, in Alpine, New Jersey. I rented a house when I came back in like 74, when I came back from having lived in England. So that's where that was written.
Okay, Gary, we've spoken about Love Is Alive. Let's give it a listen right here on WIBG.
My love is alive.
Gary Wright, Love is Definitely Live here in Wibbage Land. And speaking of Gary, he's my very special guest. Gary, I'm sure you have a website where people can find out more about you. Why don't you tell us what it is?
TheDreamweaver.com. TheDreamweaver.com. And I have specialty items there. One is it's a USB, one of those little thumb drives that you plug into your computer, and it's got my new album connected. It's got songs that have never been released that I had written with George Harrison back in the 70s, and some videos with George and I. It's got the original demos of Dreamweaver and all the songs that I wrote during the time period when I made that album, interviews and stuff like that. So it's kind of a cool little thing, as well as, you know, the T-shirts and all my albums and my new album connected as well. So if people want to, you know, browse around and check out my new stuff, they can do.
Well, that sounds exciting, and we'll definitely be doing that. And Gary, we want to thank you for spending some time with us here on WIBG. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget, check out hippiefest.net, and maybe you can get to see Gary along with those other great artists Tuesday at the Keswick Theater in Philadelphia. And Gary, thanks again for spending some time with us here.
It was good talking with you.
Mr. Gary Wright, and I'll be right back here on WIBG.
Bobby Emmons for solid gold rock and roll.